It is 4:37 on the Mike McFeely Show on this Thursday afternoon. Coming up on tomorrow's program, Friday, although I can't really say that because it's not our bit. We'll talk with Randy Kreil, North Dakota Game and Fish, pheasant opener on Saturday in North Dakota. So we'll spend some time doing that. And we have two pairs of Bison football tickets to give away to Saturday's game against Missouri State at the Fargo Dome. So we're going to do it over the airwaves to make it fair for everybody. We've done some where we've given away on Facebook, and we've done some where we've given them away just via the texting club, but we will give them away over the airwaves tomorrow. But here's a hint for you. We're going to announce when we're going to give them away through our texting club. So if you want to get the heads up 5 minutes before we're going to give them away to find out how to give them away, join our texting club right now. Send the word Mike to 35270 and you'll get the heads up as to when you might want to call in to participate in whatever we decide to do to give away the pair of Bison tickets. Mike is the keyword. Send it to 35270. I have been hearing through my friends and my colleagues that there's been a kerfuffle in Manoman, Minnesota, great town in our area, Lakes Country type of town. And it has to do with the firefighters in Manoman wanting to have beer in their fire hall. Now, not when they're on duty, not when they're working, but have the ability to be in their fire hall, maybe when they're off duty, and have a couple of beers while they're doing it. There is people in town and on the city council who are saying, wait a second here, there's a reason why we don't allow beer at the fire halls, because in the old days, people didn't handle it well. So there's a little bit of I don't want to say a fight, but certainly a discussion going on in Manoman, Minnesota about this right now. And to tell us more about this, I want to welcome in the mayor of the great city of Manoman, Minnesota. His name is Marty Warnsholz, and he joins us on the Mike McFeely Show right now. Hello, Marty. How are you?
Good, Mike. Yourself?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon in God's country, Marty. How could I be doing poorly? So what's this all about? I've been reading up the best I can in Manoman newspaper. I've been talking to my friends who I know from that area. It sounds like the firefighters want beer, and a lot of people are saying, no, we don't want you to have beer in the fire hall. What's going on, Marty?
Well, that's exactly right. Our fire department put in a formal request to ask myself and our council to look at reviewing or possibly changing the policy that we have currently, which does not allow either storage nor consumption of alcohol at the fire hall. And anytime we get a request from staff or from any of our departments within the city level, we always take it serious. We always look at it and go through things and research and make sure we do it diligently for our staff and for our department. So basically, that's what we're doing at this point is looking at reviewing the policy or possibly changing it.
Why do they want to have beer in the fire hall, either to consume or store?
Well, you know, they used to have it. We removed it with a policy a number of years back. Their explanation, of course, firefighters are one of our first responders, which, you know, it's a type of unique brotherhood. You depend on one another, especially in tough situations, you know, whether it's car accidents, fires, and so on. And so when you get into a brotherhood of that sort, sometimes you need to, like the fire department or the firefighters are asking, you need debriefing or a time where they can talk about away from public ears, you know, talk about situations and that's the way they had asked if, you know, if we were willing to change the policy so they could.
So they don't want to go to a local watering hole or go to somebody's house. They want to be able to do that commiserating and swapping of stories and just socializing within the walls of the fire hall.
Correct. And their explanation to that would be because some of the things that are seen or that are done at fires or at accidents should not be out into the public at, you know, where other people can hear, you know, some of that stuff.
Sure.
You know, classified and private. And, you know, you don't want to, you know, you don't know if somebody's family might be around or somebody's friend or whatever. So that's their explanation is that, you know, that's why they would like to be able to do that there also, because obviously it's a little more private area for them to be able to.
So why was alcohol discontinued discontinued at the Manoman Fire Hall in the first place? Was it just because there were some issues that had arisen with having beer there, or what?
The main reason was, and I was actually just a councilman at the time and not the mayor, the League of Minnesota Cities, which is kind of our go-to leader in the states, which, you know, we get our insurances and different things through, they were recommending and still recommend that this could be a liability. Leaving alcohol there leaves some form of liability on the city's part. You know, if something were to happen, if obviously the fire department is part of the city, and if something were to happen and go wrong, you get into a situation, you know, the city has its liability out there. So that was one of the main reasons we changed the policy, and this has been done, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago. We decided to go with that to remove all alcohol and not allow consumption at the fire hall.
Marty Warnes holds, the mayor of Manoman, Minnesota, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. I don't know if you've done the research, Marty, and I haven't, and maybe I probably should have, but do other fire halls in the area allow beer in their fire halls? And the second question is, you know, you talk about the fraternity and the brotherhood, and certainly there is that with the fire department, but there's also that with a police department or an ambulance crew. Is beer allowed in the Manoman, you know, city hall or police department at all?
No, absolutely not. You're very correct with that. But to answer your first question, and actually I kind of forgot what it was now again.
But it was, do other fire halls in the area allow beer at their fire hall?
They do. You'd be amazed how many cities still allow it, even regards to the recommendation from the League of Minnesota Cities. So many neighboring towns still continue to allow alcohol to be stored and consumed. So that was also, you know, some testimony given by the fire department. You know, these
sure.
other departments are allowed to do so. But that's their choice, you know. And that is a perfect example. The second part of your question there is, no, ambulance services, you know, police, sheriff's department, so on. No, they're not allowed. And, you know, they don't do it because of, well, first of all, the public appearance. Secondly, you know, there again, your liability issue. That's why they, I would assume, do not have the same, or they have the same policy as we currently do that, you know, not allowed.
Is this going to come down to your city attorney maybe making, you know, informing you guys about, look, here's the liability issues, here's why we do or don't want to do this? Is it going to be an attorney making this decision and you guys going by that recommendation, Marty, or how do you see this thing unfolding?
Well, that is always a part of anything, any request or any proposal or any motion that's done. We always include our city attorney because they're the watchdog for us. You know, they're the ones that can read between the lines where, you know, the rest of us probably maybe it's too vague to see. And definitely we always, upon making any decision, whether it's approval or disapproval, we go by, first of all, staff and attorney comments and input, because that's, you know, they're the ones that we pay to make sure things are going the way they should be going. So we'll be looking at that. You know, I have asked, I should say our city council has asked our attorney to get in depth with it and bring back his recommendations and for a policy to vote on, basically, approval or disapproval.
Is the Manoman Fire Department volunteer or paid, Marty?
They are a volunteer.
Okay.
They're a volunteer, and, you know, I would go on record and say I feel we have one of the best departments around, and I'm sure many cities and towns will say that about their own, but I truly believe that we do. We have a great fire department, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why the city council, you know, legitimately looked at this and, you know, is looking to do, you know, the adequate response to it.
When are you going to decide? When's the vote going to be?
I would guess probably within the next meeting or two. We had it on the agenda the other night, but we just didn't have everything put together, kind of come in late before the meeting, and just couldn't get it proposed, put it on paper so we could look at it. So I would guess probably within the next meeting or next two.
Okay. All right. And you want to tip your hand, Marty, how you think this might go? And I think I have a feeling the way it might go, but what do you think?
Well, see it this way, Mike. This was a previous council decision. I stand by that decision. I was on the council at the time. It's in the best interest of the city to protect its own and to protect everything around, and that's why the decision was made, mostly was made on that. And so anytime you go back and you want to look at a previous decision by council and basically overturn it or, go backwards, so to speak, and not have it, that takes a lot of research and a lot of convincing. And so once we get all of it in front of us, I think we'll know which way or whether approved or disapproved.
I got you.
But anytime that you take a public entity and public service and you also mention that it's very important to deal with it correctly. You're talking about alcohol. You're talking about on public taxpayer paid buildings and property. You got to take your time and make sure you're looking at it at the best angle because a decision like that can be a liability issue.
Yep. No, I agree. Marty, thank you. Thanks for coming on today. I find it interesting. It was a great topic to talk about. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
You bet. Marty Warnsholds, he is the mayor of Mahnomen, Minnesota.